Reflect is written and produced to help you know, love, and enjoy God, follow Him with your heart, and love like Jesus. The title for this episode is Fast Forward Reflections. And today's big idea is, if this was December of 2023, looking back over 2023, what would you want to see in your life? This time of year, many of us are reflecting on 2022 and envisioning the year before us. Here are some questions to get you thinking from my friend Parker Houston's terrific blog and podcast. What is the most important lesson life is trying to teach you right now? What do you want more of in 2023? What are the most important areas of your life to focus on in the coming year? Health, family, finances, work, your relationship with Jesus? Who do you want to be in the coming year? If 2023 was a successful year for you, what will have happened by next December? And finally, what will be your greatest challenge to achieving your goals in this next year? The Bible, speaking from the perspective of Abraham and the promise that God made to him, says, "From where you are right now, look out to the north, the south, east, and west, for all the land which you can see I will give to you." This big promise requires envisioning, seeing, a personal vision that fuels movement. And it's about dreaming. As the American poet Carl Sandburg wrote, "Nothing happens unless first a dream." And then consider this truth. No instinct can be put into you by the Holy Ghost, but He purposes to fulfill. Let your faith then rise and soar away and claim all the land that you can discover. When we were kids, we dreamed, but when we grew older, we stopped. Why is that? Most of us started asking the how question the moment our imagination caught fire. How kills dreams. Oh, we do have to ask how, but it's only when we're moving from dream to goal. A dream is a goal without a date. But if you give a dream a date, like a time to stop or start something, it moves from being a dream to being a goal. Without a vision, we stall, we drift, or stay in the past. We live forward with dreams of possibility. C.S. Lewis tells us that you are never too old or too young to set another goal or dream another dream. And God is saying to you and me, at the beginning of this amazing year before us, God is saying, talk with me about your dreams and let's pursue them together. Reflect. What stands out to you today from today's reading? And what dream needs to become a goal with a date associated with it? Let's pray. Father, help me see what I cannot see, hear what I can't hear. Give me a vision, an inspiration, a peek into my unique part in your grand mission to seek and restore all that was lost. I want to make a big ask that is fueled by a big faith, and I'd like the courage and resources to claim it all for you. Amen.